भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading Canto 1, Chapter 7, The Son of Jonah Punished. Text number?
19 or 20? Haripatra will write this 31 verse? Or? I think 19.
No, he did 17 and 18 because 17 had no purport. Or 19 is right. When the son of the Brahman, Ashvatthama, saw that his horses were tired, he considered that there was no alternative for protection outside of his using the ultimate weapon, the Brahmastra. Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shabitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakarama Yadadati Saparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Brahmani Chananda Shri Raita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vindam Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare Hare
So in the fighting, there is some honor, some codes were expected to be used by the Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas were men of principle. They didn't. They cared more about their reputation than they did about even their life. The idea was that even if they died, as long as their reputation was spoken about, they would be living in their fame. So they were very much interested in honor and fame and reputation, motive passion. This is some of the symptoms of the motive passion. But the Brahmins, they're not so much interested. They're not interested in fame or in honor. Even if they're insulted, they don't care. Or or power or prestige. But they're more intelligent because they understand that they're not this body. They come to the level of Brahman. Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. Krishna is the source of that Brahman. So they understood that they're part and parcel of Krishna. And they engaged in his service in some way. So this is the first class person. Such a person is the leader of all the sections of society. But it's not that everyone will have that. It's expected that everyone will have that realization. Therefore, the Kshatriya class of men were also required to protect the society. Even the Brahmins need protection. Because Brahmins are motive goodness, but the motive passion can overcome the motive goodness if it's not checked by passion in goodness, or passion supported by goodness. In other words, passion supported by the demons, they can overcome the goodness. Just like the demons, they were disturbing Vishwamitra. He was performing his sacrifice. They were causing trouble to the Brahmins. And the Brahmins were feeling harassed. So they went to King Dasarath, "Please, let us have your son, Lord Rama, to help to kill these demons who are coming." So in this way, all sections of society are required. Unfortunately, in the Western culture, these two things become too much mixed. the king was expected to be the religious head and the secular head of the country, and he didn't care for the priestly advice, and that's how it progressed, so that the whole society became disturbed. In the Muslim culture also, there's some sense of the being guided by the priestly class, but there's always some corruption comes in. That's the difficulty. And also in the Hindu society, the corruption comes. Beginning here with Ashwatthama and Shrinji, the son of the Brahmin, who cursed Maharaj Pariksit to die in 7 days and so on. So, what to do? Therefore, sometimes Prabhupada says, no, we don't care for Varnashram Dharma. Just everybody chant Hare Krishna, because it's very difficult to establish Varnashram Dharma in the Kali Yuga. People are not qualified. Best thing is just to get everybody to chant Hare Krishna. But as we do get people to chant Hare Krishna, then naturally we have to live together. And as we live together, then we need some, you can say, not that everybody can live in a temple. Prabhupada gave us the system how to live in a temple. That's simple enough. We should manage the way we were managing, temple president, so on. But everybody won't be able to live in a temple, so what to do with the rest of the people who are devotees, can't live in a temple, how they can organize. Therefore, we have to take up this Varnashram Dharma conception, how to organize society in some sane way, so that at least our devotees will continue to make progress from their position. And then their future will be bright. They'll be able to. So in order to do that, then we have to come accept some principles of Varnashram Dharma, although it has to be along with the chanting of Hare Krishna. If we just want to establish Varnashram Dharma without Lord Chaitanya's mercy of this Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaluva Nasteva, 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 Gatteya Anyata, without the understanding that in the Kali Yuga, it's a great ocean of faults, but there's one great quality, the Krishna Kirtan. So the Krishna Kirtan has to be kept in the center of everybody's life. We should stress that from any position. But those who are not living under the institution, the authority of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, then they should be guided on how to progress from their position. So one of the main principles, of course, we've talked about many times of the Varnashram Dharma is how women should be dealt with. The nature of a woman is to be more self-centered. Therefore, we say having a woman's body is a disadvantage for spiritual life because the nature has equipped them in such a way that they are obliged to think about themselves and their offspring first of all. This is nature's arrangement for the survival of the species. But the man can be more aloof. He can guide in a proper way. So this is the first consideration. The men are the natural guides. Women should agree to cooperate. So that much training should be there. Women can be trained how to be chaste, faithful to the husband, how to serve them. Men should be trained how to protect the wife, provide for them, maintain them nicely, keep them satisfied in the matter of providing children for them and economic necessities and so on. So that is at least the basic ABC of Varnashram Dharma. And then from there, we want to go deeper. There are nuances, how to make sure that the woman is protected. There'll be different varieties of instructions that are given, manusmita and so on. That will depend on the individuals, how much they want to take it up. I think there'll be different communities we'll see developing in the years to come, maybe even in the centuries to come. And some of them will be differently construed, and some of them will be more emphasizing one aspect, perhaps self-sufficiency, living off the land and so on. Another aspect will maybe, you know, how to very strictly keep the principle of men and women in the front, and every man will be very much expected to deal properly with the women, and women will be expected, be high expectation that they should be no divorce and so on and so on. But still, this is Kali Yuga, so we're not utopian. Not that if that's not happening, therefore we become morose and think, oh, there's no hope. No. The hope is there in the chanting Hare Krishna. That has to be our main protection. And then Krishna will give us intelligence. If we're chanting Hare Krishna very sincerely, Krishna promises He'll give me the intelligence. He'll give us the intelligence. Tesham sapta yuktanam vaditam pati purvakam. The Dhammi Buddhi, He says, I'll give you the Buddhi, the intelligence, the understanding. Then you can come to me. So exactly how we can come, because we're all coming from a different position. So there is some individuality in our progress from wherever we are. What will be favorable for one person might not be so favorable for another. We can't just preach that no, we should have no association with women as a blanket statement for every man. No, some men require association of women in order to keep them encouraged. Otherwise they go down to the mode of ignorance, and suicidal, and depression. So a woman can bring a man to the more inspirational point or enthusiastic point to work hard provide for her and so on. If he can inspire her, if she can inspire him like that, that may be good for some men. Other men who are more in the mode of goodness, they may not require association of women. So that will depend on the circumstance. But Aswatthama, he was, by circumstance also, in an awkward situation. He was the son of a Brahmin, but his father, because of, you can say, some false ego, he became competitive with Dronacharya. I mean, with... why am I forgetting his name? With Draupad. Draupad and Dronacharya were friends when they were boys. And once they made a vow that Draupad said, if ever you want something from me, you can ask me. Because one was a Brahmin, one was a Kshatriya. So later, Dronacharya thought, now I have no money. My son doesn't even know what milk is. So he went to Dronacharya and said, you told us we could be friends.
To Draupad.
Draupad, excuse me. So please, let us be friends. Let us help me like this. But Draupad, he ridiculed him. Said, no, how can friends have to be among equals? You're just a beggar. You can't be my friend. So then Dronacharya became upset. And therefore, Aswatthama got drawn into it. He should have been trained as a Brahmin, but instead his father became a military teacher. So he was also learning the military art. He wasn't properly trained as a Kshatriya, nor was he properly trained as a Brahmin. And so he Kali used that opportunity to enter in, using him as an instrument to bring about the beginning of the Kali Yuga, where the Kshatriyas will lose their position and the Brahmins will lose their position, their qualifications. And so this is what we're reading here. Aswatthama is becoming a terrorist and killing the sleeping children and using the Brahmastra weapon without proper knowledge of how to withdraw it and how to use it in such a way just to... And so Lord Krishna is fortunately on the scene, and he is prepared to save the situation. So here in the Kali Yuga, as we progress now since this time, 5,000 years, so we can expect, we won't be surprised if there are some nuclear weapons are released and millions of people are killed and there's more chaos. The economy becomes more, lowered so that more people are poor, more people are in trouble economically. We can expect these things will happen. Maybe in a very short term. Therefore, we should have some knowledge of how to maintain ourselves on the land and so on. That is important service, just like the devotees there in Papad village and so on. How to keep themselves nicely. Okay. Any questions?
Maharaj, I have a question. So how today practically we can protect Brahmins?
Well, we have to be Kshatriyas. Are you a Kshatriya? Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're wearing that. It's not your business.